This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there on the site. You can actually create the content. So what you see on the front page was placed there by listeners like you. Maybe it's a blog post, news item, YouTube video, whatever it is you want to submit that you think we'll find interesting or our listeners would also enjoy. You can submit it over at freetalklive.com. Do it with a free Reddit-based system. Again, freetalklive.com is a free website, unlike a lot of those sites in the talk radio business. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
Alan.
And Daryl.
Alan's here from ALP and Daryl from FPP. We can explain those things a little bit later on. The toll-free number tonight, again, is 855-450-FREE. Coming up tonight, an update in the market basket conflict. I guess we could call it that. There's like this internal conflict in this grocery chain in the Northeast that has bubbled over into an external conflict, I guess. Like the internal conflict was the family members that own the company, this grocery chain called Market Basket, fighting over control of the company. And that has resulted in the CEO being ousted, this very popular CEO. So popular, in fact, that people were protesting his ouster. Like the employees of Market Basket and even the customers, some of them,
yeah,
are protesting this.
It wasn't even just the CEO. It was also some of the other top-ranking officials that were in the company. And,
that's true.
There was also a lot of employees that were laid off after this happened.
I hadn't heard about all the employees, but I'm not surprised by it. We talked about it in great detail earlier this week.
I thought a bunch of the employees just stopped going to work.
That's true as well. There are a lot of employees who are essentially, they walked out of work, they're protesting, they're basically saying, we'll come back on the job when you rehire the CEO.
And a lot of the employees that are still working there, there's no work for them to do, so they stand outside striking because there's no products for them to stock. All the shelves are pretty much empty.
The warehouse staff at some point went on strike. And the interesting thing about this, I mean, there's several different interesting aspects. We'll jump into the update here in the story in a moment. Just kind of bring you up to speed if it's the first time you're hearing about this. It's been developing for decades, but it's really splashed in the last couple of weeks where the walkouts, the work stoppages, food not being delivered to the stores, shelves being empty, that kind of thing. So it's really propelled itself into the mainstream because a lot of people shop at these stores. They're very, very popular places to go. They are cheap. They've got the brand name items that most people are used to, but they've got a very efficient business model, and they're able to offer those products cheaper to their customers. So naturally, customers are upset about this, and the employees love this CEO because he really took care of them. I guess they have like an employee ownership program or some sort of a profit sharing plan that one year there was, it was kind of a tough year, I suppose, and there was a $40 million loss in that profit sharing plan. The CEO, who's now ousted, Arthur T. DeMolla, so the former CEO, he offered to, or he did, fill that $40 million gap with his own money, as I understood it. And maybe it was the store's money, but whatever. He found some. He put $40 million from somewhere and put it into that employee account to shore it up to make sure that they were, they still had the same bonuses that they were used to, even though the store didn't, there was a downturn or something like that. So
one thing that I don't understand about this entire situation is the people saying, I'm just not going to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I have never understood the whole thing of I'm not going to work anymore.
Why not?
If you're not going to work anymore, you're not getting paid anymore.
Well, I don't imagine they're going to get paid for not working.
Right, but it makes absolutely no economic sense.
Well, they're not going to get paid, but they're also taking away from the business's profits by not putting in their labor.
Well, if anything, not having labor is one of the largest costs that a business has to incur. So having labor costs being down actually would, in theory, help profits if sales were the same, which of course they're not, because people are walking out of the store, customers aren't coming in. You actually went there recently, Ellen, and I'm not a Market Basket shopper, so I don't go there. I mean, at the most, I go there irregularly when I happen to be nearby and for whatever reason. But you actually went down specifically to check out the scene and see what was happening down there.
Yes.
When was this? This week?
Yeah, this was earlier this week. I believe it was on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Me and one of my friends, we drove down there because we heard about this whole strike going on, and I wasn't sure if it had affected the Swansea Market Basket because it's kind of a smaller one. So we went there just to investigate, see what was going on. And when you first walk in, it's not that noticeable because they have, I mean, it's noticeable that the shelves are short of a few items, but they've pushed it all forward mm-hmm. and closer together. But then there's sections that are completely closed off because they're empty. And you realize that they're just, like, compacting all of the goods to make it seem like the shelves are still full, but there's large areas where there's just no product.
The sections that are empty, the pictures I saw online looked more like produce and maybe meat section. What were you seeing that was actually empty? Was it the perishables?
Yeah, it was mostly perishables. There was some things like dairy products were, you know, somewhat stocked, but when you go over to the fruit and vegetable section, that's really where it was completely empty. Like, they weren't getting any of the things that they get in daily anymore. And we headed outside, and I actually got to talk with a few of the employees, and they said that they're protesting because Arthur T., in their eyes, is the good guy because, you know, he pays for all the groceries up front instead of taking out credit like most grocery stores do.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's how he was able to give everyone a 4% discount. You know, when you go shopping at Market Basket, it's automatic that you get a 4% discount.
I had heard about this. It's very, very strange to me. This is a relatively new thing that they're doing there?
No, I as far as I know, this has always been going on because
how does that work? I think they started it last year.
But how does that work? I mean, a 4%. I mean, if you tell your customers everything's 4% off, and then you take 4% off at the register, or is it 4%
right,
off
no.
is already at?
They take the 4% off at the register.
That's interesting.
Yes. So in New Hampshire, on the
but the shelf prices are already cheaper on a lot of stuff, right?
Some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, some of the things are cheaper. I mean, I wouldn't claim that everything is, but. I prefer to shop at Market Basket because, to me, it's cheaper than most other places.
Okay.
And also, the worker said that Arthur has always paid the employees very well, and they wanted to get him back into the CEO position, so they're having people sign this petition,
mm-hmm.
and they're all waving signs outside, and some of them said, like, Arthur T is the good guy, and, like, get him back in. And I saw signs like, you know, the Obama posters when he was running for office that was, like, red and blue and his face, and it said, I believe, underneath. There's some like that, but it says, I believe we're out of, like, a certain product or something.
Now, how many pizza. How many employees were out there protesting? And are you sure they were employees, but were there some customers there protesting with them?
Yes. They told me that they were employees. They were actually clocked in while they were striking. And they got kind of nervous when I asked them about that, so I knew I was heading in the right direction. But that just goes to show how far it actually goes. Like, all the managers are in on this, too. Like, everybody's angry.
Well, that's the thing with this, Daryl. I mean, you were to go back to Daryl's question of, like, why would people not go to work? Well, it's interesting. Apparently, here they are at work.
No, the question wasn't, why would people not do it? My question is, as an employee, you know, it makes no economic sense to me. If I were one of the employees.
Well, it's a gamble.
I said, I'm not going to work this week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting paid this week, which means that I'm not going to be able to, you know, like, survive next week.
So, first of all, the scenario you're talking about doesn't apply here, right? Because these guys are getting paid. They're going, clocking in, going outside and holding signs as part of their job, apparently.
I have never heard of anybody on strike that was getting paid to be on strike.
Well, the thing is, they don't have any work to do. There's nothing for them to stock. There's hardly any customers. What are they going to do? Shuffle around and brew them all day?
Okay, but that's different than not showing up to work. What I had heard was that the employees just weren't showing up to work anymore.
Some of them aren't. I mean,
that's
not,
probably true for some of them, yeah. But obviously, there's a lot that are still interested in working there. And in the case of what their motivation seems to be, Daryl, is that they're gambling here. I mean, they really, really, really care about this CEO being in charge of this company, and they're willing to obviously put their jobs on the line.
They're willing to put the entire business on the line.
We'll come back with more here. Well, their argument would be that it was the board of directors put the business on the line by giving the guy the boot and pissing everybody off. 855 453. Update on it coming up in moments.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 25th, 2014, gold opened at $1,295.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.71, $671.35 for a half ounce, or $335.68 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,342.71, $671.35, and $335.68.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial on in toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features waiting for you there. You can actually join us via Skype. On the radio here, you can dial in to username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. It will be approved, and it'll be easy for you to get on with us from that point forward. Also, it's easy for you to get a free pound of coffee. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can place the order there with BuzzBox. Shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee. BuzzBox also does something special. They actually take a portion of the profits that they make from selling this coffee, and they pour that in a couple different things. There's a co-op that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee business, and also a microloan program through World Vision, where every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com means one microloan going out to people in very tough parts of the world to live. And that helps people make a better life for themselves. You can really change lives with this coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound. You just have to pay the shipping cost, and it will be sent to you. Hopefully you'll like it. You'll be on the auto ship program at that point. You can cancel your subscription at any time. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. And by the way, when you're getting the auto ship from them, you can adjust the frequency of how often you would like to receive and how much of the coffee you would like to receive. So keep that in mind, coffee.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Ellen, you were telling us about your experience going to Market Basket, which normally would be a standard grocery store experience, but these days you're entering a protest zone where employees are bizarrely on the clock, but yet outside holding signs. I had heard when we were talking about this on Tuesday that in some stores, when you enter the store, there's signage up in the store that encourages customers to contact the board and demand the reinstatement of the CEO in this case.
Yes, when I went there, that was all outside. There's no signs or people protesting inside. There's a lot of people standing by the road holding signs. And I actually, when I got to interview the two employees that I was talking with, you can hear in the background there's so many people honking their horns.
Wow.
There's a lot of people who support this protest that's going on, and I think everyone's pretty upset about this. Like, apparently Arthur was a very good CEO.
He must have been.
He treated his employees very well and kept prices low.
You don't see this happening in most companies. I mean, when one CEO gets replaced by another, it's just a non-event. I mean, it doesn't really mean much. It's just somebody else pulling the strings at the top. But when somebody makes an impression like this upon employees, look at the extent they're willing to go to. I mean, they literally are putting their jobs on the line here.
They're putting the entire business on the line.
Yeah.
And I agree. The board is to blame on this as well. But
right,
the board fired
the CEO, and that's what sparked this.
It seems to me that, you know, between the board and the employees, the people that are dependent upon Market Basket to stay around as a company, they don't really care whether the company goes under. They just want to make a point.
Right. Well, these employees are very devoted because they've been treated so well. And I believe that Arthur actually offered to buy the company.
That's the news that I was going to give you here. That's the latest turnaround in the story is the perspective of the employees and these customers is, hey, board members, you screwed this up. You fired this guy who everybody loved. You brought in an executive from Radio Shack and an executive from Albertsons, and you gave them the dual CEO position. So
wait, they brought in somebody from Radio Shack, a company that's going under?
Well, yeah.
Radio Shack's closing like 1,000 stores this year. That's not exactly a thriving business.
So they apparently the guy from Radio Shack got himself a golden parachute and shot himself over to Market Basket. But they fired the CEO, and then they hired two CEOs. And now they have co-CEOs. I mean, talk about just that alone. Even if the guy wasn't a beloved CEO, bringing on two CEOs just seems like one of those dumb corporate moves, right? Like, what the hell do you need two guys
This reminds me of something that happened in Alabama several years ago when the Bruno's supermarket, and our listeners in Alabama, they'll definitely know what I'm talking about.
That doesn't sound like it's mob run or anything. Go ahead.
No, the last name of the family was Bruno.
Yeah.
And the family wound up selling the company. the people that bought the company wound up selling the warehouses and then renting space from the warehouses that they just sold.
Crazy.
Yeah, and they did a whole bunch of other asinine things that made absolutely no sense. Mm. And essentially, you know, they were running the business into the ground intentionally.
Why would they do that? What profit is that? Yeah. Because I know that they fired Arthur because they wanted to make the shareholders more profit. Because the way that he runs his business is very efficient. He pays the employees well. He doesn't use credit. Everybody gets the discount. That's not really making the people who own the larger portions of the shares that much more money.
But how does going in debt make anybody more money other than the credit card companies? Like, if I've got stock in Ellen Co. and you decide, you know what, I'm going to start taking out a lot of debt and I'm somehow supposed to get higher dividends, like, that math doesn't make sense to me.
That doesn't make sense to me either. I don't know why they would do that, but...
Well, it was a family thing. Like, remember I mentioned the beginning of the conversation here, and we are kind of recompressing a conversation we had on Tuesday. It was much longer, though. We really went into the back history of the family. There's this fight that involved two sides of the DeMolis family. One guy ended up dying, not in a fight, just on his own, heart attack or something like that. And then the other side got screwed by the dad, the other one that was left, and his sons are the ones that, or no, one of his sons is one of the guys, and the other son, anyway, they've been fighting. I don't want to get into all the family drama. You can go back and listen to the Tuesday show for that. But ultimately, the guy who was the CEO, this good guy, was the son of a not-so-good guy, the guy who screwed over the other side of the family. So the other side of the family, having still been butthurt from being screwed over by Arthur T. DeMolis' dad, you know, it's payback time. They finally, his cousin, who's also named Arthur, got control of the board and then ousted his cousin, Arthur T. DeMolis. So there's Arthur S. DeMolis, who's the bad cousin, and Arthur T. DeMolis, who's the good one, who was the CEO who got ousted. Did that I explain
so
that?
So the board is trying to kill the company because somebody is butthurt that their cousin.
Well, I wouldn't say they thought. I don't think they thought it was going to, you know, result in this. I think they just figured they were going to trade out a CEO.
Well, from what I heard, they knew beforehand that if they got rid of Arthur T. DeMolis,
really?
Middle management had said, if you get rid of him, we walk.
Really?
Your stores don't function anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't realize that.
And so the board went ahead and made their stupid decision.
You know,
and so middle management walked away, so trucks couldn't get set because nothing could get ordered because there's no managers.
You know, maybe they thought they were just bluffing because that's a very strong move to make.
Yeah, it is. So it's been fascinating to watch this. Here's the latest news from BostonGlobe.com, and this hit yesterday. Arthur T. DeMolis on Wednesday said he will make an offer, and he has done that, by the way, now, to buy the Market Basket supermarket chain, seeking to regain control of the fractured company and end the decades-long family feud that has exploded into an extraordinary public spectacle this month. We'll continue with the latest on the Market Basket drama that is continuing to unfold here. I think this is a smart move on his part, very generous, actually, as well. 855-450-FREE. It really makes him look like a good guy. It's Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and ProMetabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record low. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855- 450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, ridiculous audio from a news crew in New York that was trying to film at a like a historic grounds of some sort, some sort of a park, some kind of historic building. But apparently there was an old jail nearby, and because they were shooting in the direction of the old jail, the government bureaucrats decided it was time to crack down on this freedom of the press thing. We'll give you the audio here in a little bit.
Well, because only terrorists wind up filming buildings.
Exactly. So we'll share that for you. But giving you an update right now on the Demoulas situation, Market Basket is... the store. It is a chain of grocery stores in the Northeast, actually Massachusetts, New Hampshire, I think. They have something like 70, 80 stores. So this is a fairly busy, fairly successful chain. Now, not so busy. Now, food actually not on the shelves in some cases. Some shelves have food, but others, like the produce section, are nearly barren. Ellen was actually at one of these stores recently checking it out, also talking to some of the employees who, bizarrely, are outside holding protest signs, handing out petitions to customers. And by the way, we didn't mention this in the last segment, but we talked about it on Tuesday night. These petitions if they're the ones that I saw online, are little red sheets of paper that say something like, I, you know, pledge that I will not shop at Market Basket until the CEO is reinstated.
The petition that I signed, it was basically, it said at the top, basically just that you want Arthur to be reinstated as the CEO, and there was a list where people could sign their names, and I signed my name on there because I think, you know, like, the employees, like, if this business is being run so well that the employees are this devoted to staying, and they want the customers to have the best experience they can there, like, that means a lot to people.
I think so. I mean, it really does.
I don't generally shop at Market Basket because it's a little further away than the other grocery stores.
Right, that's because they want to be in the other city where they pay less tax.
Right, and I just can't justify the extra cost of gas to go and save, what, maybe 45 cents, a dollar? You know, the savings aren't really worth it to me. Mm. Plus the fact that the corporation hired a lobbyist to go lobby in support of raising the fuel taxes in New Hampshire.
That's right, yeah.
Makes it seem as though, you know.
But, Daryl, you're going to find something, right? Like, of every corporation, if you dig enough, you're going to find something they've done that in some way panders to the state or begs for a favor or begs for protectionism.
True.
I mean, the more you dig, the more you're going to find. And eventually,
right, but I didn't dig on that. I was at the legislative committee hearing.
You were there.
And the law firm of Charles Bauer's law firm, the guy that was the attorney for the city of Keene in the lawsuit against the Robin Hooders,
right,
was also the attorney in the lawsuit that Carla Garrick had filed against the town of Ware. That law firm is the law firm that got hired by Market Basket to lobby for these higher taxes.
Mm. Well, like I said, you know, there's no perfect company out there.
Agreed.
Larger corporations, you know, if I were to boycott Walmart or Target or Home Depot based on something they did, then there would be nowhere to go and shop.
Right.
And then, of course, you can also boycott Amazon while you're at it because they've done something that has supported a sales tax.
Oh, I've got a love-hate relationship with Amazon.
So, I mean, you just got to take what you can get, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you get
if
what
they
you
were
get.
Closer, then I'd probably overlook the tax thing.
If Amazon were closer?
No, if Market Basket.
Oh, Market
instead of being like another mile and a half, 2 miles down the road from the other grocery stores.
I know the grocery store I shop at, Price Chopper, it's a union store, I mean, from what I understand.
Their prices aren't chopped. I've shopped there a couple of times only because I was hungry at 3 o'clock in the morning and they were the only grocery store open.
That's why I shop there.
That's really the only benefit to it. And honestly, there's no other places that I know of in Keene that are open 24 hours.
Not except for McDonald's.
Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's.
Yeah. So, back to the story here. Market Basket, fascinating thing that's sort of just kind of developing, this conflict developing in the public view with this internal family fight over this company. One guy getting ousted as CEO, other longtime employees being fired. These longtime employees, I think the eight of them or however many of them there were, had a combined 600 years of, I guess it was more than eight of them, but lots of people were fired. 600 years worth of experience at the Market Basket chain was, you know, blown out the door. And it is a real testament that these employees are really willing to put their jobs on the line in order to help foment executive level change in the company. It's very unique. As was pointed out previously, usually if employees are protesting, it's because they want more money or they want some sort of other thing from the company. In this case, they just want to see things restored to the way they were. And it's kind of an interesting twist that they're actually outside on the clock because the managers agree. I mean, must be almost everyone in these stores that is on board. I'm sure there's somebody that takes the side of the new double CEO team that they have there. But it sure doesn't, you know, you don't hear from those people. You're only hearing from the angry employees who are frustrated. They want to go back to work. It's not that they want to be outside protesting all day. They want to go back to work, serve their customers, because they know that if this goes on for long enough, then, I mean, Market Basket is hemorrhaging cash right now because they're paying employees to be there, but the customers aren't coming in. And so that's an expensive situation that can only go on for so long.
Right. They've got to make their point at some point soon. I mean, this can't go on forever, like you just said. They'll run out of money soon. And, I mean, the only thing I've heard from anybody who opposes the situation is, like, some people will say, oh, they're just protesting to get Arthur back in because they're really afraid of facing the corporate decisions that they make. And that's probably true. They don't want to be paid minimum wage. The way the market basket is run, it's an employee-first philosophy that Arthur takes, where, if you show that you really appreciate and respect your employees, they'll be more devoted and they'll be more...
It's true.
They'll add more value. They'll be more productive.
I mean, if anything has proved it, this has proved it. I mean, you treat your employees well, and they will they'll go to bat for you. I mean, in this case, they really are. It's an amazing story. So, Demolis, Arthur T., this is the guy who was ousted as CEO, who the employees want back as CEO, he's gone, I think, above and beyond the call of duty here. He has said in a statement that he and his side of the family will try to buy the 50.5% of Market Basket now controlled by opposing relatives who supported his firing last month as president of the company. The statement that he released said, quote, "We believe our offer is a very full and fair one and should meet or exceed a seller's expectations of the value of the company." Now, they're not revealing the amount that was offered for Market Basket in this offer, but he's saying, and I have no reason to disbelieve him based on what the employees are saying about this guy and being on the up and up, he's saying he's made a generous offer to make this buyout. Quote, "We deeply care about Market Basket and all of our associates, and we want to work together to return the company to its successful model for serving our loyal customers. Those who received the offer need to consider the matter, so we're not in a position to comment further at this time."
I have an article from INC.com that says Market Basket's actually received several offers.
That's right.
And the highest bid so far was $3.3 billion.
The value of Demoulas' offer was not disclosed, but the value of the entire company has been estimated at $3 billion to $3.5 billion by Kevin Griffin, publisher of the Griffin Report of Food Marketing. It was not immediately clear whether the offer was being seriously entertained. Now, this was from yesterday. I did an update today, and they are going to consider the offer. The current board is going to consider the offer. And this, I think, is a smart, smart move by Demoulas here, Arthur T., because he knows everybody wants him back in, but the board, in order to do what the employees want, the board would have to reverse their decision. They would have to take the two CEOs they brought on to replace the one CEO and do something with them.
Either you don't just get rid of a CEO. You've got to give them some giant severance package.
Right. So either you demote them or transfer them to some other position, or you cut them and you give them a severance package and you have to apologize for making a mistake and wasting these poor people's time, these new CEOs. But if this guy comes in with a buyout, then that allows the board to sort of save a little bit of face, at least.
Definitely.
They don't have to fire the two CEOs. This guy can come in, buy the company back. Everybody makes out, you know, apparently it's a generous offer, so the board can walk away at that point. He has full control and can bring the company back under his wing. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Okay.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show, there are a lot of different ways you can support Free Talk Live. One way is to contribute Bitcoin. We've got the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're new to Bitcoin, it's a decentralized currency. It is an amazing thing. It's now about $600 is the current price for one Bitcoin, and it's become the world's most I think it's fair to say Bitcoin's the world's most popular alternative currency at this point. Wouldn't you say?
It's got the highest market cap of any of the cryptocurrencies.
I don't mean just cryptocurrencies, but I would put it up there against gold and silver at this point, as far as people actually using it. People buy gold and silver and they hold on to it. That, at least that's how, what I've done with you know, mostly silver, maybe a little bit of gold, but silver's easier to afford for me. But I don't know anybody who does any regular business whatsoever in silver. Every now and then, between the Liberty community, someone will do something with silver, like sell it for cash or maybe trade it for something. But it seems like, at least among the Liberty community in New Hampshire, Bitcoin has taken over as far as the transactional business out there.
That seems to be a fairly accurate statement.
So it would behoove you, if you do not yet have Bitcoin, to seriously consider acquiring some. And what you need in order to do that is a Bitcoin wallet. This is something you have to have. So you can get it in a variety of different ways, but the easiest one has to be blockchain. You go to blockchain.com and blockchain.info. Blockchain.com is an easy one to find the software that you need for your smartphone, like Android, for instance. You can download their software. It makes it easy to access your Bitcoin wallet. It makes it easy to send and receive Bitcoin to anybody who also has a Bitcoin wallet. It's so handy. And so blockchain.info, go there and grab your first or your second Bitcoin wallet for free. They've got over a million wallets that they've handed out there at blockchain.info, and it's free. So coming up here, the news crew out of Albany, who got in a pretty heated situation, actually a ridiculous situation with Department of Corrections employees who demanded that they turn over their footage so it could be deleted. Now, the footage was just stuff that was taken outside on a historic property that was nearby an old abandoned jail. I guess it wasn't completely abandoned because there were a bunch of bureaucrats around who decided to crack down. We'll play that audio from you here in a moment. We're going to go first to Skype, though, where Andy is on the lines. Hello, Andy. Are you with us?
Yeah, I called to take over the airwaves.
You've done that. Welcome.
Actually, I wanted to find out about the Free State Initiative. I heard a lot about it, and I heard somebody actually mention that you wanted to succeed from the union eventually. Is that the ultimate goal of it?
Well, not the Free State Project is what you're talking about. The Free State Project is a concept of bringing liberty-minded people all to the same geographic area. And New Hampshire was chosen as the destination state out of 10 possible candidate destination states about a decade ago, actually, just over a decade ago, New Hampshire was chosen. So people have been moving ever since. We want to get to 20,000 people that'll move up here and get active. Now, getting active can mean different things, and some people within the Free State Project are not fans of the idea of secession, but others are. I am one of them. Daryl, you, I know, are another secession fan. Ellen, I don't know where you stand on secession.
I have no comment.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that means you have no opinion, or if you do have an opinion and you just don't want to comment on it.
I don't think that it would be a wise move, mm-hmm. but I think ideally it would be a good idea, but
okay.
The way things are right now, I don't think it would work out so well.
Yeah, it's true that people are going to need to come around to this idea. But no, so the answer is, Andy, the Free State Project is not an explicitly secessionist movement, but there are people who are Free State Project participants, like Daryl and myself, who support the idea of secession.
And last year at Keenvention, I hosted the secession panel.
And you may be hosting again. I haven't yet found anybody else to step up for that. I kind of like the idea of changing people out on the host role if possible, but not always. In fact, Stephanie Murphy's going to return to her role as the Bitcoin panel host this year as well. So we'll see how that pans out. But what do you think about that, Andy? Go ahead.
I was thinking if you really want to succeed from the union, why not just take over another country like St. Kitts, who has maybe like 40,000 people living there, and you know, they have in their constitution a way of becoming a citizen there. And if 20,000 people moved over there, I mean, you'd have more than half the population and can do whatever you want, pretty much, I guess, because they don't even have an income tax. I was doing some, research on that. And I think it would be a easier way to, you know, get your point across and get some success if you did something like that.
Well, it's a lot harder to convince people from the U.S. to move to a foreign country in hopes of trying to take over the foreign country than it is to convince them to move somewhere within the United States.
Well, I disagree.
It's a lot easier to move within the United States than it is to move to a foreign country.
Well, you might say easier, but, you know, the weather's nicer down there. You know, like I said, it is possible to move there and become a citizen. They're very open if you have the money to,
That's the key, isn't it? Because I know that, we had passports for Bitcoin that we were talking about here on Free Talk Live. And in order, and that was the St. Kitts program that you're talking about.
Right.
And in order to do that, you basically would have to spend a few hundred thousand dollars. So right there, that's the reason why the plan that you're talking about won't work. Because it's hard enough to get people to move to one state inside the United States, which is a relatively low-cost thing to do. I mean, you know, moving's not cheap, but on the scale of things you can pay money for, it's relatively cheap. A lot cheaper than spending $200,000 on, you know, or $400,000 on a passport/citizenship from St. Kitts. And then, of course, once you get in there, you're still the interloper. I mean, even though you've got your citizenship, even if you did pay the $300,000 or $400,000 and you get your so-called citizenship, you're still the gringo. You're still the interloper who's coming in there trying to change things. And that's a tough enough role to be in even within the United States, because Free State Project participants are still labeled that way here in New Hampshire. But at the very least here, you can still argue that it's still within the U.S., you know, freedom, liberty, the granite state of mind here in New Hampshire is live free or die. So this is also a sort of a freedom-oriented place, and it's a good place to start something like the Free State Project. I don't know how freedom-oriented St. Kitts is, And again, you'd be building something from scratch that would only be marketable towards multimillionaires. And I don't think that's, you're not going to find 20 multimillionaires willing to move to St. Kitts, I don't think, let alone, let alone 200 or 20,000 of them.
And if you're going to try taking over an island, then the Pitcairn Islands would make the most sense.
Why?
Because only 48 people live there.
Okay.
There must be a reason for that, though. It must not be very desirable to live there.
Or maybe they're not very large?
Well, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. and yeah, the islands aren't very large. It's a British territory, so you would have to, you know, like, bow down to the Queen and stuff, and I'm not a kneeler.
So, I don't know. Those are my initial responses. Ellen, what do you think about moving out to St. Kitts?
I think that if you can afford it, then go ahead, but I don't know, like, wherever... If the Free State Project was located somewhere else, like on these islands, let's say that was the target area, they would still face just as much opposition. I mean, there would still be people there that were angry that there was people that coming in and basically intruding on what they think is theirs and trying to change things from what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would still be just as difficult. But besides that, you'd also have to face, you know, I don't really know what country they're... controls the islands, but I'm sure that there would be, you know, some sort of flashback.
St. Kitts is its own country, isn't it?
I think so. I'm looking on the CIA World Factbook, getting info,
right.
So I will pull up St. Kitts real quick and let you know. It's actually St. Kitts and Nevis, so it's two islands that make up the nation of St. Kitts and Nevis. And let me scroll down here to government. And
the CIA World Factbook is actually pretty useful.
The Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, it does not appear to be a territory of anywhere.
So that's their own country, then.
So it's its own country.
It might be within the Commonwealth of the Realm of the United Kingdom, because they did get independence from Great Britain.
Where on the globe is this located? Is this like the...
It's in the Caribbean.
The Caribbean, okay. So I guess it wouldn't be too far away from, you know, any civilization, but still, it's kind of difficult to say that, you know, you'll have a successful society on your own if there's no way that you can get a hold of certain, like, natural resources.
Well, they probably have some kind of natural resource there. Andy, any other thoughts you want to share about it?
Well, no, I think you covered it, but I just want to say, you know, I really don't think that succeeding from the nation would be a good idea, because... If you're actually successful with New Hampshire and can prove to the rest of the country that, you know, it works...
Hang on. If you don't mind, I want to bring you back, because I like to talk about the idea of secession and whether or not it's a good idea. So we'll bring you back, Andy. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next. You can take control.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to
torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. or visit drhurley.net for more information.